Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Three Terrible Gamers Podcast. This is episode 92, and I'm here with Colin.
Hey guys.
All right, so we're just going to go over some topics that we left off on. So we're recording this. It's a pre-recording because Colin has vacation next week, so we're just going to pre-record. It's probably going to be a shorter episode because I was busy all day and didn't have enough time to get topics, so we have three. But we'll go ahead and get started once I scroll down and find where we're at. Okay. So LEGO has announced a new Legend of Zelda LEGO set.
Yeah, for a smooth $300. It's the Great Deku Tree. And from my understanding and what I've seen of it, it seems like it's more based on like Ocarina of Time and Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Because you get two Links and two Zeldas.
Yeah. I think you get three Links. I think you get Child Link, Adult Link, and then Breath of the Wild Link.
Gotcha. I'd only seen two on the thing that I've seen.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you get three, and then of course you get Zelda from Breath of the Wild 2. But I just read the article. It says LEGO's first Legend of Zelda set is a 2,500-piece Great Deku Tree. After months of rumors, LEGO confirms it's making a 2-in-1 Legend of Zelda set featuring the Great Deku Tree from Ocarina of Time and Breath of the Wild. The rumors were true. LEGO is finally making a Legend of Zelda set. The Great Deku Tree 2-in-1 includes 2,500 pieces, is available for pre-order now for $299.99, so $300 US, and will start shipping out in September. The set covers two different Zelda games, Ocarina of Time and Breath of the Wild, letting you build the Great Deku Tree in green summer foliage or pink spring cherry blossoms. It features several versions of Link, including Link as a child and an adult in Ocarina of Time's green Hero of Time tunic and Link in Breath of the Wild's blue champion's tunic. According to LEGO, the Great Deku Tree set will have interactive features, including the ability to animate the tree's facial expressions. The set also includes a Sculptula, Korok's Hestu waving his signature maracas, fairies, and Princess Zelda herself. So, when I first seen this, I was really excited about it, and then I seen the price. That's kind of definitely going to be a turnoff for several people. Will you pick it up eventually?
Probably not, unless it like goes on like super sale or whatever.
Yeah, maybe. Like, I don't know how LEGO sets go. I don't really follow them very close, but I don't know if they go on sale like around Black Friday or something like that.
Yeah, that, and I don't really have the time to put, you know, 2,500 pieces together.
Yeah, I put that Piranha Plant one together yesterday. It took me about an hour and a half, and it was only 540 pieces, so I can imagine almost 2,000 more of that on top of that. So it definitely take me days, as much time as I have. Like, probably take me weeks.
I get distracted too easy when I do stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, was like, oh, okay, I've got this, 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 and this. I was like, oh, okay, I got to do something else now. And,
yeah,
you know, so on and so forth. So I don't really, like I said, just focus on ever building LEGO sets. Never really got into them as a kid either.
Yeah, I mean, I played with them a little bit, but I was never, like...
The closest thing I remember, like, just getting into LEGO sets was the Bionicles that we used to get.
Yep, I remember those. Legos, I had actual Legos, but they weren't like dedicated sets. Like, they were just a variety set, so you could make like different things. And I was never really interested in building what you're actually supposed to build with them. I just build random crap, and I wasn't real creative, so it just probably didn't look like what it was supposed to. So,
yeah.
I mean, I would love to get this Legend of Zelda set, but at the same time, $300 is a lot. Like, that's a Nintendo Switch, so I would have to come down quite a bit in price for me to buy it. I might buy it for $100. NVIDIA GeForce RTX 5090 Founders Edition has been leaked.
Yeah. According to the leak, the RTX 5090 Founders Edition will likely take up two PC expansion slots, going against the RTX 4090 trend. Currently, rumors hint at a 16GB of GDDR7 video memory of 2GB per module for RTX 50 series cards. NVIDIA's Blackwell GPUs are rumored to launch in 2024.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. I'll just go ahead and read what I have. It says, although NVIDIA has not officially revealed the upcoming GeForce RTX 50 series of graphics cards, a source claimed that the forthcoming flagship GPU, the RTX 5090 Founders Edition, may use two PCIe slots rather than the three used by the RTX 4090. The leak also suggested that the NVIDIA RTX 5090 may incorporate just two fans for its cooling system. Under the codename Blackwell, rumors about the upcoming GeForce RTX 50 series GPU, continued making the rounds on social media. While the tech giant has kept quiet about the next generation of graphics cards, rumors have claimed that the RTX 50 series could launch in the latter half of 2024, with subsequent cards in the Blackwell lineup launching in 2025. However, NVIDIA confirmed in May 2024 that it is working with companies such as Dell and AI-powered PCs scheduled to launch in 2025. Whether this will affect the release of the GeForce RTX 50 series cards remains to be seen. Though all rumors are to be taken with a grain of salt, one source claimed that the GeForce RTX 5090 would buck a trend set by the RTX 4090. It just goes on and on and on. So, yeah. NVIDIA is coming out with, well, rumored to be coming out with their 5090. I mean, their 50 graphics card series. So I figured NVIDIA would be coming out with a new one, since AMD just came out with a new one not too long ago. And so they try to keep up with each other the best they can, like kind of like Intel and AMD do for their CPUs.
Yeah. Or, you know, any other, well, console-wise, be like Xbox and PlayStation, keeping up with each other.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what the brand is, they try to, you know, keep up with the competition. That's just how you stay relevant, stay alive.
Hopefully it comes with a screw.
Yeah, that's kind of,
I'm still mad over that. Yeah, because my GeForce RTX did not come with a screw that needed to be put in, so it's just kind of free hanging.
Yeah, do you remember what yours is? What number?
I do not. I knew that question was going to come up, and I was like, I better research what my computer is again. That way I can be like, Ashton's going to ask this question. Yeah. Even though I sent him the exact pictures of what everything else, but no, I don't quite remember what mine is.
Either.
I just know it's a GeForce RTX. Yeah. I just don't know what series.
I can't remember. I can't remember for sure, but yeah, GeForce, I mean, they make good graphic cards. So does AMD. Just whatever your preference is. Me personally, I use AMD. Colin, you know, he has a GeForce. So just whatever.
With one less screw than Ashton.
Yeah.
That's one thing they did not send. They did not send a screw. I'm still mad about it.
It's pretty, I mean, I guess it's not completely necessary. You made it work, but it's kind of something that it would be nice to have.
Yeah, it's just I had to rig in one of the HDMI ports to get it to hang in there the right way.
Yeah. All right. This is our last topic, guys. We told you guys it's going to be a short episode, but we just want to get one out for you guys. So, the state of Sony State of Play was earlier this week. Well, by the time you'll hear this, it was last week. But we have the recap for the State of Play.
Like we mentioned last week, well, in our case, yesterday, you know, we still won't even be able to do the Xbox stuff because when we would necessarily record, we would still be a day late or a day before it would, you know, the Xbox showcase anyways.
Right. Yep.
So we're going to stick with the Sony one. So there's a new Concord, I guess is the game's name, and it's a new 5v5 first-person shooter game, which I just went through and I've done a review of all the things, and they're all decently lengthy, so it could take a hot sec for a filler for you guys, but PlayStation has formally revealed Concord, the first game from Firewalk Studios, which Sony acquired in 2023. It brings a healthy and comedic dose of sci-fi to console's 2024 lineup. Concord is both the start of a new sci-fi IP for PlayStation and a 5v5 shooter coming to PlayStation 5 and PC this year. Before showcasing some third-person shooter gameplay, is setting up the game's world and tone played. And it's here that we look at the Guardians of the Galaxy Esquix action. We see several characters who appear to make the ragtag group of heroes will be controlling each and seemingly unique abilities, attempting to capture a special device from someone attempting to escape a rundown local called Crater City. Man, you can tell it's late when we're recording this too.
Yeah.
Currently midnight.
Yeah.
Well, past midnight, actually.
9 after now.
All right. And then the second thing to show up in the, you know, State of Play was God of War Ragnarok is coming to PC in September 29th, 2024. So, when you know, we've been looking forward to that. And definitely. I think we mentioned it a few times, too, that we was hoping that eventually we'd get a port.
Yeah. Which you kind of figure it would since, you know, God of War 2018 did, but you never know, Sony.
Yeah. And what, it's a couple of years after it came out?
Yeah, it came out in 2022.
So yeah, right on the timeline, about 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Alright, Until Dawn remaster for PS5 and PC. It's powered by Unreal Engine 5 this time around. Which I don't know if the first one was. I don't think Unreal Engine 5 was out in 2015 yet.
I don't think so.
But it's the remaster will include improved animations and details in the environment to enhance what was already a cinematic horror experience when it initially released on the PS4. An enhanced version of Until Dawn has been coming for a long time. Though its initial release was met with critical acclaim, replaying Until Dawn can be hard for most due to the frame rate issue. The frame rate would reach as low as 20 frames per second and as high as 40, depending on what was displaying on screen due to supermassive not capping the frame rate to 30 frames per second, which PS4 when it came out should have been running 60 frames easily.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially since at that point PS4 was, you know, out for a couple years.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely shouldn't have ran it at 30.
That's Switch numbers right there.
Yeah. And the Switch is proud.
That's right.
No shame there.
No. But I'm assuming this new version is going to be running at... what did PS5 run at? Does PS5 still run at 60 or is it up to 120?
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
They claim up to 120, but most games still run at 60.
So you'll still get double the frame rate regardless.
Yeah.
The, well, remake. Dynasty Warriors Origins, which, yet again, it's kind of a Mortal Kombat situation where they're going back to the beginning because, from my understanding, this is the 10th game in the series.
I'm not really sure. Don't really know the franchise that well. I've heard of it, but I just don't follow it.
Yeah, because, well, whenever I was, like, looking up this stuff, like, going a little bit more in-depth into it, it seemed like the last thing, what, because, like, Google will tell you if it's a video game or what it is, and then,
like, right.
Dynasty Warriors 9 said it was a video game, then it said Dynasty Warriors 10, and then it was, like, a rumor thing, so I'm assuming Origins is 10.
Yeah.
From what little bit I've done with it. But release in 2025, Astrobot gets a new self-titled platform game. 10th game in the series. Yes. Okay. I just didn't read far enough down on my own, you know, notes. So yeah, it is a 10th game in the series. Apparently I got done my research better than what I did. Koei Tecmo Games describes the game's concept as centering when a nameless hero conquers the turbulent and chaotic Free Kingdom alongside legendary figures. The latest game in the franchise, Dynasty Warriors 9 Empires, game launched in Japan in December 2021. The game then launched in North America and Europe in February 2022. So it seems like they're cracking out different games every 2 to 3 years from the few that were listed on, like, 8-7 online.
Yeah.
Koei Tecmo Games ended service for Dynasty Warriors Online Z online game on February 2022, so when 9 came out. So I'm assuming how that sounds, that this Origins is going to be online as well.
That's the way it sounds. I would assume.
Been the giant elephant in the room. Silent Hill 2 remake. Get the trailer. And it's out on October 8th.
That's what most people were excited for out of that presentation.
Go try and head back.
Well, that and Ragnarok, of course, but
yeah. Oh no, I never really got into the Silent Hills.
I haven't either, but I know it's everybody. I mean, not everybody, but a lot of people like the franchise pretty well.
Yeah, which I know they was the competitor with Resident Evil back in the day.
Yeah, and I mean,
or vice versa. I think Silent Hill was actually to the, you know, was first to come out.
And I know they used to do some crazy stuff in their games, like, back in the day. Like, they would just mess with players. I can't remember which one it was, but it was one of the older ones, like, I think on the PS2 or something. Like, they would just completely mess with players sometimes. Like if you would quit the game and then come back, like, they would mess with you and make it look like all of your save data was gone. But it actually wasn't. Like, if you clicked on it, it would actually start you back where you were. Like, they would just mess with you just for no reason.
You gotta love developers like that.
Yeah.
And just imagine they was able to do that in the PS2 era.
Yeah.
Imagine what they can do with your console now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then they would just, like, if you would leave it on pause for too long, like, there'd just be a jump scare or something. Like, it was all kinds of crazy stuff they did in those games.
On to the next one. Monster Hunter Wilds is announced, and I didn't realize that Capcom made the Monster Hunter series.
Yeah.
Which what I found weird about this one, because this one's kind of a third party situation, obviously being Capcom, because it's also going to be available on PC and Xbox.
Oh yeah.
Which, I mean, like I said, that's third party definitely, because Capcom is their own company.
Right.
Maybe like Sega with Nintendo situation.
They go pretty much wherever. Yeah. They know they but make more money that way.
With Sony.
Yeah.
And Infinity Nikki, which I didn't really do an extensive thing on this one. It's an open world dress up game. So, if you're into dressing up things in an open world setting,
I think I'll have to pass on that one.
In the open world?
I don't know. So I'll you're just pass on that one naked too. Running around until you get dressed, or I don't know.
In the open world.
In the open world. Like Breath of the Wild, but naked.
Yeah. I guess technically Link's pretty close to starting out.
Yeah, he's in his underwear, I guess.
I mean, I don't know what Infinite Nikki or Infinity Nikki is going to be rated.
Yeah,
but
I'd say it's probably not going to be. Yeah, I'd say it's probably not going to be naked.
Yeah. I want to assume it'd probably be the same situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Then Alien Rogue Incursion, yes. Announced for VR. And that's all I got on that one, because it's an alien game with VR. So, you know, another horror title basically gets released.
For VR.
It really gets you. Play it in the dark. With the lights out, nobody, home. At nighttime.
Yeah, like Outlast.
We ain't told anybody to do that in a while.
Yeah.
I guess you could do Silent Hill 2 that way too.
Yeah, you could.
Especially if you've never played it before.
Yeah. Outlast, yeah, though,
that's all I have
the
on the in-depth details of those.
All right, what's your highlights then? I know you don't have a PlayStation, but...
Well, Monster Hunter Wild. Yeah, well, I mean, I do got a PC now.
Yeah.
So, Ragnarok is a giveaway on that one. That's definitely a highlight.
Yeah, for sure.
I will be getting it somehow. I'm not saying how I'll get it. Ashton knows.
I do know. We have ways.
So if you want to set me up with it.
Yeah.
Whether it be via gift or not.
Well, you can consider it a gift.
I do consider it a gift, so we'll go with that route. It's a gift from Ashton.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to get Ragnarok. And then, I think... I didn't do an extensive dive on Silent Hill 2, but is it just coming to PS5 or is it coming to PC 2?
Let me see. I just had it on here. Silent Hill. It's just saying Silent Hill 2 is coming to PS5 on October 8th, so it's probably already on like other consoles or PC, if I had to guess, but it's just now coming to PS5. And Silent Hill 2 is kind of an old game, so
Well, it's the remake. I mean, I'm sure the original game is on most platforms by now anyways.
Yeah.
Probably even on Steam.
I would assume so.
Then, like I said, Monster Hunter Wilds, because it's, also available on PC and the Xbox Series. Obviously, it's not going to do, the Xbox One.
Yeah, Silent Hill 2 is on Steam for $70.
There it is. So I'm guessing that's the remaster pre-order. Or remake pre-order.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I'll probably wind up picking it up somehow too.
It's a gift.
It's a gift. I'll probably leave Infinity Nikki alone. And I don't got a VR headset, so I'll definitely won't be playing an alien game either. So yeah.
Right.
I guess my highlight is Riding a Rock, Silent Hill, and Monster Hunter.
Yeah, that's about where mine's at. Probably. I mean, I've played one Monster Hunter game, and it was okay, but I really didn't get it.
I know you mentioned before. I think you actually mentioned it on like one of our first episodes of the podcast, back when.
Long time ago. Yeah, I played it a little bit. I mean, I didn't get a whole lot into it. I don't remember which one it was, but they're okay. They're okay. But yeah, Silent Hill 2, definitely be picking that up. And of course, Ragnarok. Got to. That's a must have. Because I mean, I still need to beat 2018, but that's okay. I'm still definitely going to get Ragnarok.
Yeah. I still have to play 18.
Yeah. Do you?
And the first free, I guess. The original free.
You don't have to play those to play 2018. They started over.
Dude, but I want to.
Yeah.
May stream the whole series.
Yeah. Could. All right.
Chronological order.
Yeah, could.
I'll just give them full 30 minutes.
Yeah, 26 minutes. Not bad. Thought it was going to be shorter than that, but... All right, guys. We appreciate you guys for... Well, listening, because this is audio only, but appreciate you for listening. You can usually watch us live on Twitch and YouTube. Join our Discord. All of our podcast socials are Twitch, YouTube, Discord, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, pretty much all of them, Facebook, buy our merch on Redbubble. You have anything, Colin?
Nope. I just realized that's what I forgot to say yesterday last week too. I don't think we done our merch on Redbubble last week.
Oh, I think you're right. I think I do remember you not saying that.
But yeah, I think you covered everything. Unlike me, yet again, don't claim to be good. I claim to be terrible.
That's right. All right, guys, we appreciate you for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Later, guys.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.